Hello and warning, this show may be too bougie for you. Welcome to episode 20. It's Big Fat Dangus, and I'm joined by the man who all the COVID variants want to get with. It is Vote Beach, on the only show that's got a stack of prep fatter than AOC's booty. This is the T-Lolocaust. What's up, son?
Yo, man, that's just so layered. I don't know how to break it apart, you know?
When you do playback, it'll all start to come together.
So I mean, I like how you ended on the booty. That was good.
That whole thing was so stupid. I actually didn't clip it and I didn't bring it, but I think we probably all know what it's referring to.
She's such an actress. She just loves that shit.
The narcissism levels are just beyond. I don't even know. Because the way I watched the clip, but I didn't really go through and break it down. But it seems like what happened was she's walking into the Capitol building or some building around there. And this dude who she doesn't recognize says, hey, you know, that's a great booty you got there, or some shit like that. But he prefaced that by saying she looks great, even though she wants to kill babies. I don't think she heard that part. So in the video, she's like, you know, she's doing like the anime two fingers thing. Like she's loving being catcalled by this dude until she realizes he's like some Steven Crowder type of like right wing agitator. And then she makes this video. Oh, my God, I got catcalled. But that's a different tune than she was singing in the video when she thought she was just getting hit on.
Oh, it's funny. I thought you were talking about the recent incident where she got, quote unquote, handcuffed outside the Capitol for protesting.
Oh yes, yeah. that was classic, because she's, you know, the cops are not exactly perp walking her, but they're kind of hustling her down the road, and she has her hands behind her back to give the impression that she's in handcuffs, and then she sticks one hand up and waves at people as she's walking away, apparently forgetting that she was doing the handcuff bit. Not the brightest.
Dude, I think she's going to run in 2028 for president. She's going to get it. It's going to be awful.
It'd be funny if she did. But yeah, there's always a lot of horseplay involved with AOC. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah. Referring to her teeth, absolutely.
She looks like a fucking horse. I mean, she looks like one of those Animorph book covers where it's like a human who like slowly morphs frame by frame into an animal, and she's stuck about somewhere in the middle. That's what I think of.
The sad part is she's like probably one of the hottest left wing politicians, right? That's why anyone even talks about her looks, right?
Yeah, well, you know what they say, you know, DC is just Hollywood for ugly people. Her case is not an exception in my view. She's just not an attractive woman, I don't think.
I mean, I'd say as a bartender, like, you know, she's a passable, but yeah, I mean, it's not
any
be a
bartender
model.
Is passable. If all your patrons are sloshed, they're gonna look great.
Yeah, she probably just flashed those tits. She had low cut fucking wardrobe, and
I will admit that I hope that happens at least once before she gets too old.
What, they pop out, you're saying? Or
no, or she has like an iCloud leak or whatever it was. Remember all those like Hollywood starlets who someone guessed their password or something and like all their nudes leaked?
Oh
something yeah. Like that.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet, to be honest.
Or she'll leak it herself to like drum up publicity. I mean, that shit happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot, like some of the most popular women in the world started their careers and basically was some sort of sex tape, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you remember the whole Weinstein debacle. I mean, these bitches would show up to Hollywood and start blowing Weinstein, because in some of them were even like, well, I thought that's what you had to do. Isn't that the way it works? Like they just thought that that's how it goes.
Yeah, but then they're retroactively, you know, their lives are ruined by it 10 years later.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of retcon that goes on. And I'm not saying that they should have to do that or that it should work that way. But, I mean, yeah, you might want to be consistent, right?
Yeah, it seems like they made a deal that they regretted in the future. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds a lot like that. I actually had a whole segment on Title IX. That I just ran out of time. Plus, we have so much in the prep already. But are you familiar with Title IX on college campuses and the whole scandal involved with that?
Are you just talking about like the women's sports like Title IX is for women's sports originally, right?
I don't know the background really all that well, but I know the reason it's in the news now is because they're modifying it so that the big scandal that happened with it is these bitches would do exactly what we just described. They would have a drunk hookup, they would hook up with someone who they decided later they didn't like, and then they would claim to be raped, and the dude would just get kicked out. Like, basically with no trial, no hearing, no representation, nothing. But now they're extending that even further. This is the Biden administration doing this, to say that if you misgender someone or use the wrong pronoun, you get the same treatment. How about that?
But what does it apply to? Just educate, like public education?
Publicly funded schools, I believe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, awful. Almost every school gets at least some public funding, as I understand it.
Yeah, it's just one step away from Canada's laws where misgendering can get you fined or in jail. Right?
Yeah, but it's a straight up violation of the First Amendment, as you know, we all know. But until it drags its ass through the judicial system, it's in place. And that can take years.
Yeah, the whole gendering thing and misgendering and calling people their pronouns, that's like the one issue that I'm surprised that I can't like come to agreements with the other side on it sometimes. You know what I mean?
In what
I'm just
way?
Like, why? Well, I'm just like, you know, it's like, okay, you agree that there's two biological sexes, and they'll usually agree to that. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, what about hermaphrodites or some dumb shit, right?
Unless most they smell time, a trap, yeah.
Yeah, so most of the time they'll agree to that. And I'm like, okay, then why can't we just use that as a legal system for defining gender? What's wrong with that? Why can't we just do that?
Or rather, why can't we continue doing that?
Yeah. And why instead do we have to entertain what other people believe they are? Why is that like relevant legally, right? And I can't get people to like bend on that.
So what do you get? Just like word salad, or does anyone have like a coherent reason why? Or do they just blab?
The most common thing I get is that it's like, it's the feelings angle. That's what they play. They're like, well, why would you hurt someone else's feel? Like, if you can just work a little bit harder to make someone else happier, why would you not do that? That's kind of the bullshit I get. You know?
Because fuck off. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. This is a really good transition into this anthropology bit that I have here.
Did you see this
in the prep? It's under wins. Gender activists push to bar anthropologists from identifying human remains as male or female. Yeah. Because, scientists argue that we can't know how an ancient individual identified themselves. Because that's what they were worrying about when they were out, like, hunting saber-toothed tigers and shit, you know?
Yeah, and this is just a great example of, like, the extreme these people are going through to just ignore the biological component. Just completely ignore it.
It's what I mean. Imagine that conversation. I have these bones. No, you don't. What? What kind of leg to stand on is that?
Remember the? Didn't you talk in the last episode about the AI that can identify your gender using just bone structure?
Right? Yeah, using just X-rays.
Yeah. So it's almost like this is like the reaction article to that. You know, it's like it doesn't matter if you can figure it out based on X-rays.
But even their own argument in this is so fucking stupid. I mean, they're not even disputing the fact that you can tell whether someone was biologically male or female from the bones. They're not disputing that. They're just saying you shouldn't recognize that information because you don't know how that person identified whenever the hell back in history it was they were alive. What do they care at this point? They're dead.
In the last paragraph, they also like downplay the importance of even knowing the biological sex, right? They're just like why is that relevant? How does that change the person's life? It's like,
yeah, because when you're doing, you know, genealogy and excavating, you know, ancient royal graves and shit, it makes no difference whether it's a king or a queen, right? Yeah.
It's just like such voluntary ignorance to like make a tiny percentage of the population happy.
But what would the end point of such a thing be? What are you gonna yank out the part in archaeology courses that teaches you how to recognize? You're gonna take that out of the med school programs? What? Give me some devil's advocate on that one.
Yeah, this one, in terms of like leftist like ideology, that this one really frustrates me kind of the most. It's just so like.
It's a dead
convoluted.
End.
It's convoluted. It's narcissistic. It's just. I just this gender thing is just like there's no. They just invented something. instead of like using the thing we already had. It's like, stop it. You know, it's just, let's just simplify our lives.
I agree. Like, you know what it reminds me of is being in a corn maze. You ever done one of those things?
No, I don't think so.
They're like, they go on forever. It goes from being fun to being frustrated and ridiculous pretty quickly. Reminds me a lot of that.
I feel like I'm lost in a maze of their fucking terminology, tell you that.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I just, you know, obviously I don't love faggotry and I'm not happy that it exists. But like, if you want to be a faggot, right? But
flippable line right there. I know what you're saying, though. I get it.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I get it. You think you're on the hormone scale, you have woman traits. Got it. Okay. But you still have a dick. End of story.
Right? Mm, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess the way I would kind of polish that would be like, if you're going to be a faggot, then just be a faggot. You don't get to make everyone else a faggot along with you. I think that's kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's the other element to it. Yeah, it's like trying to normalize this terminology and make it a standard is imposing their ideology on me, which is even more annoying.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's your body, your mind, your choice, right? Hashtag. Like, doesn't that go against their principle of everyone, you know, having bodily and I would assume also mental autonomy? Like, isn't it sort of violating your space to push this shit by their own terms and standards?
Yeah, this shit really is like, it really is breaking down with like the pregnant men. You know, like how can they fight for abortion rights while at the same time not define a female, like what a woman is? It's like it's like these contrasts can't last forever. Right?
I know. You know what the funniest part of everything sort of adjacent to that has been like the conservative response. Like what's his name there in Florida? DeSantis was at this news conference where he was doing some mild to moderately based stuff. He's signing some law against this in a general sense. I don't remember the specifics, but he's up there and he goes, can't we all just agree that men can't get pregnant? And they're whooping and hollering and cheering, woo! But like, dude, how about you go up there and say this shit is fucking disgusting and should be criminally prosecuted at every opportunity, not can't we all just agree that the Democrats are silly? You know what I mean? It's such a limp dick shit.
I didn't hear that speech, but I mean, I don't know.
You didn't miss much.
I'm just saying, like, is any other politician on the right said anything more aggressive than that? I mean, not really.
No, even that, what's that, Josh Hawley. Remember when they had some uppity cunt professor where they were, I don't exactly remember the specifics of it, but basically he did the same take. He let her push him around, and his response was always like, Well, I'm just asking, and what about this? And it was just infuriating to watch because, like, that's the best we've got is some limp dick up there being like, well, but can't we just ask questions? You know, that, like, oh, miss me with that shit.
God. That shit is weak sauce. Yeah. That's like such a great example of like the Republican Party. All they do is like slow down the fucking.
Yeah, I mean, even Great Drag does this bit about how they're just, you know, Democrats in slow motion or whatever it is. But that's even to me, that's even worse than all the clown world shit is that there's no real fight against it at any level of actual power. That's the worst part.
Yeah, and mostly because people are cowards at this point. All right.
And because it's all the way that people get onto these committees to even get a chance to talk in the first place. Is extremely corrupt. They have to pay these literally $6 gorillion in like fees and shit to get onto these committees. So necessarily that's going to come from kickbacks, bribes, you name it. So they're to even get there, they have to be exceedingly corrupt. Ta-da, America.
Unless you're like a rich politician that gets in that way, you know, that might be the occasional exception, but even eventually they're all like Trump. How short did it take for Trump to just be entrenched in all that shit?
Hiring a bunch of Jews at every chance that he got didn't help.
Yeah, He didn't surround himself with the best
people. I like
the ones
with the green visors to count my money. I can't believe he said that out loud.
He said that, really?
Yes, he said something to the effect of, you know, he likes Jews because they wear little visors and they're good with money or some shit like that.
That's hilarious.
It's like, wow, at least he's being honest. I don't know. If I had to find a silver lining, Jesus Christ.
Surprised I missed the anti-Semitic outrage from that one.
Oh, I'm sure there was, but it's like lost. It's, you know, like pissing into the ocean. It's a fucking fart in the wind.
Yep.
with that era. But hey, speaking of extremely corrupt, clueless politicians, my God. Got some gaffes on deck. Which is the best one of these? Why don't we start with the instant classic that probably a lot of people have heard, but possibly not everyone. Talking before about what a bottleneck Jitsi is with clips. Here we
go. Power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political or maybe precise, not and or political power. That's another way of saying that you, the women of America, can determine the outcome of this issue. I don't think the court, or for that matter, the Republicans.
All right.
That was just painful to watch. I knew it was going to happen, and it still was.
Could you see the dude on the right smirk? He actually had an open mouth smile when that went down.
I mean, he held it together from my perspective.
Yeah, he cracked a little bit. Kamala held it together, but I think it's because she just wasn't even listening. She was just into statue mode. But what are they thinking with this fucking guy? Like, the joke used to be that like a shitty politician would only ever read the teleprompter, but now this guy can't even do that. What's the next step?
I don't know. Saying he has cancer, getting COVID all in 24 hours.
Oh, does he have cancer too? Most of those.
He didn't. There's a Twitter thread saying that he had, where he says he had cancer, but it's kind of implied and convoluted. So I think he was just trying to identify with people that had cancer.
Oh no, he had open head brain surgery twice. Did you know that?
I don't think so.
They had to saw the fucking top of his head off and operate. It was either an aneurysm or a tumor or something twice. Make a little more sense now.
Well, in any event, that went viral today too. So not only did does he actually have COVID, but he also accidentally kind of said he had cancer. So,
well, I mean, that's actually the easier of the two to believe, because getting cancer is somewhat just a function of getting older, and he's almost 80. So even whether he realizes it or not, he definitely has cancer of some sort, in all likelihood. But I actually thought the funnier part of that clip was what happens after he reads the teleprompter directions, where he stumbles, goes into word salad, and I have no idea what he actually was trying to say past that point.
I think he was trying to repeat what he said before, and he didn't even do that correctly. I feel like too. Like, so
something about women determining the outcome of something. I have
something
no
about
idea.
women being a higher percentage of vote of registered voters. That was one point, and then I guess he's saying that the power's in their hands if they vote.
But what a shame that is. Repeal the 19th, my niggas.
Oh, my God. I'd be so happy to do that.
But so it's actually, I dug into a little bit of the, he was talking about some executive order that he is going to sign or has signed. It's in response to the Roe versus Wade SCOTUS ruling. And so I went to whitehouse.gov and I read over this thing. It is the most absolutely spineless and toothless thing I've ever seen in my life. It's like, we're going to protect access to medication abortion. Doesn't say how. We're going to ensure emergency medical care. That's not in question. Protect access to contraception. That's not in question. We're going to launch outreach and publication efforts. Whatever that actually means, where the rubber meets the road. What do you think? It'll launch outreach.
I'm happy to hear that it has absolutely no merit.
It really doesn't. But now we get to the good stuff. They're going to convene volunteer lawyers. And supposedly they're going to be pro bono, but it's time for kickbacks. That's what this is really about. More funding for like inner city bullshit organizations, hiring a bunch of hook-nosed lawyers. It's so obvious. And it sounds like whoever put this thing together doesn't really know the laws that are already on the books, because another one of their points is we're going to protect consumers from privacy violations and fraudulent and deceptive practices, which is already a thing called HIPAA. Been around a long time. they have no idea what they're doing.
Did you see that trailer for They Them? It's like, I don't know.
And
like
I'm glad Netflix. I didn't, but what's so the story?
I wish I had it in our...
If you must.
So it's basically, I mean, I haven't seen it. I just saw the, you know, kind of the commentary on it in maybe a 2-second trailer. Basically, it's like these kids that want to be transitioning or whatever are forced to go to like a camp where they have to detransition, and the camp the camp directors or counselors are murdering them.
Are they evil white men?
It's the most ridiculous take you've ever seen on those centers that all they're trying to do is like, you know, convince you not to chop your dick off, right? And
those are the bad guys.
So this thing just totally reminded me of that, where it's like just this like overreaction, this incredible overreaction, because they also banned those things too, right? Detransitioning centers are practically banned now, right?
You
can't even be pro. And the other thing I want to mention with abortion one is you can't even be like pro keep the child, right? Like, you know, Governor Whitmer, as example, like denied like funding just to like, you know, help adoption agencies. Right, so they don't want you to like,
oh my god,
have the kid. They don't want you to have it. You know
what a fucking cunt! I can't believe she's still in office. Hasn't gotten recalled or something.
Yeah, she's awful. Yeah.
But anyway, let me. I'm going to top off this absolute joke of an executive order. Now, tell me if you can think of any time that you've ever heard more retarded, meaningless word salad than this.
The Green New Deal.
I got one. I'm going to give you a run for your money. Let's see if I can get through this. One of their bullet points is establish an intra-agency task force. The president has directed HHS and the White House Gender Policy Council to establish and lead an intra-agency task force on reproductive health care access, responsible for coordinating federal intra-agency policymaking and program development. I have a question. What the hell did I just say?
I mean, it seems like they just want to spend as much money as possible and make as many organizations as possible
to make a word salad.
I'll tell you what they're selling. They're trying to sell like this 100% free, easily available abortions and contraceptives. Like the federal government funding it all. So it's like if a woman wants to have an abortion, she just goes to the CVS. They just fucking take care of it in 5 minutes.
The government already fund Planned Parenthood, at least in part?
Oh, I'm sure they already do fund. I mean, what's new about this? But this is just like an executive. I don't know. It's just like I think you're right that it's just essentially posturing.
And the last one I have.
Hook nosed lawyers involved.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking of that, here comes the payoff. The Secretary of HHS directed all HHS agencies to ensure that, blah, 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 I'm not even going to read all that, announced nearly $3 million in new funding. Whoa! That seems to me like what it's really about. How convenient. I mean,
it's a lot less than we're giving Ukraine, at least, right?
Yeah, well, you know, our number one priority on this planet is to, you know, make sure the ho-hauls all get their fucking faces blown off, apparently.
Fucking yeah, I love how almost everything Biden did has been an executive order, right? And they're all gonna fucking unravel and like
yeah, after they kvetch nonstop about how often Trump did executive orders.
Yeah.
Fucking break.
I think he's already at like 10 to 100 times more than Trump or something. It's like
at a minimum, yes. 10 to 100 times. Yep. I believe it.
Yeah, and like you know, the libtards really complain about this Roe versus Wade, like how they lost some sort of protection for abortion rights. you know, but like that was also like a false, like,
and
right.
even
you know
the premise
it was not
that,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, even the premise that that right existed to begin with is exactly. horseshit. It never exactly. did.
Yeah. And that's what all these executive orders are, right? They're all these rights that we're not intrinsically supposed to be given, that the government should have no involvement in. But they, so the only way they can make it happen is they just, they have,
yeah,
to,
it's
have
just
the president
a bunch
write it
of
down.
Very Jewy workarounds for the Constitution, which is yeah, like the thing that's in their way.
Yep. And it's temporary. So fuck them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. we'll see.
Yeah. True.
Now that the elections are all paused up, I don't know what's going to happen, really.
I mean, if I was president in 2024, the first thing I'm doing is unraveling every single executive order the Biden administration did. Just every single one. Done.
Yeah, that would be a good first day for DeSantis or whoever it is that possibly gets in there would be. And do like a big press conference, too. Like, rip up the documents, Pelosi yeah. style, light them on fire, you know, shoot them with a potato gun.
Yep, and then declare that there's only two genders. At the federal level, that would fucking yeah. tweak them out.
And do like a really like intentionally dumbed down like presentation. This is a man. Note the dick. This is, you know what I mean? To rub it in their faces, it'd be great.
So you have a lot of other gaffes here, man.
I do want to do this this one. Now, it's been noted that that some users on T-Law have some sort of a slight issue with certain things that I say and certain mannerisms that I have and yeah, whatnot. But I'm going to let Biden give my defense for me. Listen carefully here because he does a great job.
I don't know why you're all so surprised the way I react. No one's ever wondered that I mean what I say. The question is I sometimes say all that I mean.
Yep. There you have it.
I wish that was true about him. That would be like refreshing. It's more that he's just so brain dead he can't even make a coherent thought. Right.
Yeah, maybe you're a little more clear on what he even meant by that. It just sounded more like more blather.
He's just saying he's
being too honest?
Yeah, straightforward and blunt. That's what he's trying to say. Yeah.
Well, if that sounded familiar to you at all, it's because he stole it from a scene in The Lord of the Rings. Take a listen.
I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve.
Hey, he's got good taste, right?
It's a good line. I like that line.
Yeah, it's a similar sort of thing. It's like, what did he say?
It's a thinker.
kind of in a reverse kind of a way. But still on the topic of this guy, do you remember an episode or two ago where we were talking about his little fall off of his bike? And yep. I had found some information that was suggesting that he actually fell because he unexpectedly stopped and forgot that his foot was in like a little pedal latch thing. Because yep. he saw a little kid in the crowd and he had to go over and sniff it. Well, it turns out there's a little more evidence for that because he did it again. Some guy with his kid was like out hiking and, you know, the Bidens go by with their posse and whatnot. And right on camera, he fucking stops because he sees a little kid and goes over and fucking sniffs it. Right on camera and right in front of the father, too. I'm not going to play the video because there's not really much audio. But he goes over and bends down and sniffs his kid, and the dad immediately tenses up and purses his lips and looks away, and like the kid also pulls away. It's excruciating to watch.
I just can't believe, I don't know.
It's kind of old news, but.
Yeah, it's old news, but it's just incredible like how fucking creepy this guy is.
But has no one said to him, hey, bro, maybe you should like hold off on that shit while you're in office? I guess not.
Yeah. No, I think people said that to him. I think he just has no restraint, or he doesn't remember, or doesn't give a shit, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, it's probably like what we were talking about last time with, like, you were saying, well, aren't these, you know, the clips we were playing, aren't these guys old enough that they don't give a shit anymore? Well, apparently Biden is there. All the way.
Yeah, and I don't know, couldn't they be more subtle? Like, if he really wants to sniff kids, like, can't they just, you know, call up
buy
some... Buy black
him a
market
wig or something to sniff on. Yeah, emergency wig, he can just pull out of his poppet and you know pocket.
I was gonna say I didn't think the Democrats would be beneath just getting a couple 12-year-olds to hang out with them all day or something inside of his basement. I thought that would be enough.
Oh, you'd like when Obama orders hamburgers and pizza and hot dogs from Chicago, ages 9 and 10. Remember that?
Yeah, exactly. Something along those lines. I mean, because like him doing it in public is just a bad look. But I guess it doesn't matter. Like, there's really nothing Biden can do that. I mean, just because it doesn't. You know. Everything he does sucks, right? His policies suck. His speech sucks.
Yeah, the
his mannerisms suck. His son is a shithead. Like, but it doesn't matter. Like, he's I mean, at least until 2024, it doesn't matter.
The only reason he sucks is because of Putin's price hike.
We got a long way to go because of inflation, because of the Putin tax increase.
Putin, you call
because
it
of gasoline and all that grain he's keeping from being able to get to the market.
Oh, the grain. Fuck you.
See that? The only reason that gas is $5 a gallon and your grocery bill is now $200 a week because Putin is directly rewriting the tax code or something. Or the fuck that means.
Even though that was like only the past 4 months of his political term, but whatever, you know.
They're really stretching the limits of what they expect normies to believe, I think. I mean, does a normie hear that and think, oh, that makes sense? I can't imagine that being the case.
And also remember that he multiple times, like, you know, they're so contradictory, right? They're like, we can't control the gas prices. It's beyond the federal government's power. And then like a week later, he's like, I got the gas prices below $4. You know,
I don't know why you would ever want to admit as the leader of a country that some rival country is like getting into yours and messing with food prices and gas. Like, why would you ever, even if that was happening in some alternate universe, you would never say that as the leader.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I like to think most people know that Russia is just not a superpower. Yeah. You know, it's like this war only has indirect effects on us, like very, you know, subtle indirect effects. It doesn't have any direct market impact, like he's implying, not even close.
If you want to go after like a genuine rival who is poised to knock us out of the number one country, you go to China.
Yes, yeah. Indeed, exactly.
But you never hear them mentioned anymore, hardly.
Yeah, no, he's soft on China for sure.
So all this has sort of come to a head, and now we all know that polls are very heavily biased, but that's actually a factor in the opposite sort of way, because, you know, polls are very heavily biased in favor of Democrats, and he is, and despite that, he is tanking bad. I have this Quinnipiac poll where he's at a 63% disapprove with whites and a 70 with Hispanics. And then the blacks still love him. I can't imagine why. I don't know what he's done for them. But yeah, he's flaming out.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a poll article like once a week with him, and it's always like it always says it's lower than before, but it's kind of confusing because it's actually not always lower than before. It's more that they found another poll that's supposedly more Democratic of a poll, and that's lower, right? So they keep finding polls that are more left-leaning that are lower, and that's alarming these, them.
I think this particular one was basing their analysis on previous polls that they had done. Mm-hmm. So by way of that, you can sort of see that he's sliding.
The trend line, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like...
Will it matter?
I think 12% of Republicans think he's on track or something. Just so like one... So one out of 10 Republicans still think he's not doing that bad, which is
or
sad,
one out of 10 Republicans are just not fucking paying attention.
Yeah, but either way, that's still like a pretty, I think even for the Democratic side, the off track number is much higher than usual. I don't remember what it is, but
yeah, well, yeah. I'll be excited about it when it gets him booted out. I guess, but then we'd be stuck with Kamala. I don't know, man. Hey, you want to see something funny just to break up this sort of like dry stuff?
I'm sad.
So remember, kids, if you don't pay for your girlfriend's 18 friends who she brought along to the restaurant for her birthday party, you a broke nigga.
We got a long way to go because of inflation, because of...
Yeah, wrong one. Hang on. Sorry. Wrong one. Oops. Hang on. thought I copied this. Let's see if this is the right one. Damn it, I ruined my punchline.
Like, you really just should have paid for all of our food.
For one, I'm not paying for everybody's food. It's your birthday, cool, but I'm not doing that. It's 18.
Why don't you gotta pay for all y'all food?
Okay, that's I think a little too loud on the volume side, but yeah, broke niggas out here aren't paying for their, you know, 18 friends restaurant bill, which I'm sure was in the thousands of dollars. You're muted, bro.
Yeah, no, I was thinking anyway. I was just thinking about my response to that, but it's just typical fucking nigger behavior on both sides, really. So, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, she actually thought that was going to work. Amazing.
So like that was like boyfriend girlfriend or some shit, right?
Yeah, it was the boyfriend with the girlfriend on her birthday dinner, and she brought 18 friends and wanted him to pay for them all.
See, my girlfriend's like cheap in that regard. She wouldn't want her friends to spend my money. You know what I mean? She would like purposely keep them out of it. You know, so.
I mean, I would be cautious of dating a girl with like more than five friends. Like 18, that's just like a perpetual fucking reality show episode walking around.
That's true. And she's probably out clubbing with them and shit.
Oh, you know it. Yeah. Look at the way they're dressed. They're dressed like they literally just got off their shift at the fucking strip club. Gross. Yeah,
probably
and
did.
You can smell the fucking shea butter through the screen when you watch that clip.
Oh, thanks for that. Thanks, man.
Yeah, just for you. So what else we got? We got Musk and Twitter. Here okay. We go again. He has pulled out of his Twitter deal, otherwise known as the only thing he's ever pulled out of. The 10 kids can attest to that because their numbers were bullshit. They're all bots. And they reported in the business filings that it was only like less than 5% or something like that. Think we're going to get the real numbers?
Well, Twitter's suing. So, and Musk is counter suing. So the best possible scenario is that data gets to the court, right? And then we get to see it. But
yeah, I think it may actually come out during discovery. A lot of times that's how, you know, sort of concealed information like that gets brought to light.
Yeah, Twitter's like basically kind of committed to showing it now, I would say. So.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm warming to the theory that he never wanted to buy Twitter. He just wanted to do this specific thing, which was to out them as being a bunch of bullshitters when it comes to their numbers.
That's some that is some 4D chess, if that's actually what he meant to do. But I think it's just going with the flow, personally.
Yeah, I wonder, is he either a genius or a lucky retard, at least when it comes to things like that.
So, by the way, the next thing you have on here, I fucking hate it, and I wish it wasn't in the prep.
I thought that would get you.
I actually know about this one, too, by the way, because my dad actually lives in Rhode Island, and I sent him this fucking link like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, nice senator you got there.
Did you actually send him the upside-down gorilla ass picture? I hope
you
did.
Oh, I did. Yep, I did.
Did he disown you?
he just sent me like a laugh emoji or some shit.
This one is... Do you want to take the lead on it? It's I'm struggling not to do a wow, just wow.
Well, I mean, I don't remember like why she did this. It's just like a publicity stunt for her.
He was creating, in her words, a quote unquote thirst trap. Whatever the fuck that is supposed to be, I could not tell you. Let's play the video to start out with, just so people know what we're talking about. Oh yeah.
Okay. Ew! It's so gross.
Vote Senator Mack.
Vote Senator Mack. Like, the fuck?
Like, when did we get to a point where like politics accepted this kind of behavior? You know, like,
I don't know. It's being disgusting and vulgar on purpose. Like, I would challenge you to find anyone on this planet that finds that shit attractive. I don't care who you are. It's gross.
I mean, even nasty. Her husband was like, bro, don't do that again. Like, no, it's just amazing that you know, like, supposedly, like, you know, women have all these redeemable values that have nothing to do with their bodies or their sexuality, right? But then as soon as they get into politics, like, that's the fucking focus, right? Everything is about women. Women, either women's being whores or women's having the right to being whores. You know, it's like, it's just, it's a
yeah, or being protected while being whores. The list goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just... amazingly enough, actually, her politics are more disgusting than her body. She is a self-described queer reproductive rights activist. Has been involved with teaching children for a long time, basically as long as she's been doing what she does. And she sponsored a bill for teaching kids, quote, queer inclusive pleasure-based sex ed. Was co-sponsored by the most hideous yid I think I've seen all week. See your picture here in the prep.
Yeah, she's disgusting.
She looks like she has a blood pressure of about 350 over 200. Like, her eyeballs are bulging out of her head. She's got this big, bloated out, puffed up face. She's got a classic hook nose. Yeah, these are the people who want access to the classrooms, you know, who teach pleasure-based sex ed to the kids. There you go. And I guess she... this other co-sponsor, Kislak, you know, she was, you know, obviously there was pushback to this and she was questioned about it in some interview. She's like, oh, we don't need to focus on that one word. And then, like, doesn't elaborate any further. Like, okay.
Y'all can't handle a strong gorilla who don't need no man.
That's right. Her tweet reads, damn, twerking upside down really makes the conservative, unhinged internet accounts pop off on a Monday.
Yeah, so you act like dumb fucking crazy whores, and yes, that's exactly the kind of thing we point out.
Yeah, you know? See, this is very typical. You do something retarded and disgusting, they get shit on, then you're like, oh, why are they picking on me? Why are they persecuting me? What are you, a bunch of squares, bunch of prudes?
It's like, no, it's almost like, yeah, also, but like, it's like, oh, you're obsessed with me, right? That's the other interpretation.
Yeah. Look at me. Why are you looking at me? You know, this shit happens. Yeah, constantly. And then something that was very, very blackpilling about this to me was she's bragging about her Ivy League degree. And it's like, tell me that those are worthless without telling me if this person's got one.
Yeah, if that was the whatever university gave her that fucking diploma, I would rescind it.
They probably gave it to her just to get her to leave. It's like, here, fine, here, go, leave.
I mean, I bet she was like a Rhodes Scholar or something. It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. They probably threw every scholarship in the book at her because she's a queer, strong black woman. And there are probably, I would assume, many, many scholarships just for that.
Okay, I want to scroll past this now. So.
Oh, I just well, hang on. I want to read her cope at the end because it's mind-blowingly retarded. My behavior on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok are consistent with a young millennial who is in office and challenging norms, Max said. I'm showing leadership that looks different and welcoming people into the many different facets of my life. What?
Did she mean orifices or facets?
Oh, good call. So what? Leadership is standing on your head and shaking your ass around? What is that leading, and how is that leading anything?
Yeah, it's like lowering the bar of like being politically, like, you know, reasonable. That's our goal. It's like everyone should just be degenerate assholes, including the people we vote for and make decisions for us with our money.
Yeah, like, this just really made me blue screen because it literally does not make sense. A TikTok video isn't leading any... Anyway, the point's been made.
Yeah, there's just no standard anymore. Like, you know, I remember how much they shit on Trump for being like a non-typical politician, how he said it was yeah, off the yeah. cuff and vulgar and boorish or whatever.
And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have this, and this is fucking praised.
You know? You almost wonder if Trump sort of opened Pandora's box a little bit in terms of this ridiculous shit and how literally anyone can get elected now. I should blame him for that a little bit.
I'd like to blame him for it, but I just feel like the left was always like moving in this direction.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. They were always going to do this, but I wonder if that was sort of
he might have facilitated spark. It. Yeah. Yeah, he might have accelerated. Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, did you get a chance to look at the Handbook of Hate Memes that the EU has cooked up for us?
No, I didn't see this section, but it looks pretty awesome.
So the link is, it's actually been scrubbed. The link no longer works. And I downloaded a PDF, but I don't really have an easy way to get it into the notes right at the moment. But it was like this big, very polished looking, a big long book about all the different scary right-wing memes going around. And then for each one, they have this big long in before about, you know, like, well, it doesn't mean this because, and well, it was written by, you know, a crazy right winger, and all these ways to sort of try to like tamp them down in a very typically ineffective way. But someone went to a lot of trouble to make this thing, which I just find hilarious.
Yeah, I want to read it now. I'll have to look at it later.
Yeah. I'll see if I can get some notes. Some other.
It could be some useful content, you know. Like I want to know all the hateful memes. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, and it's very well laid out. It's very, very polished, very professional publication. But that someone went to the trouble of doing to try to in before all the spicy memes. It's kind of reeks of desperation, if you ask me. And then you got to be careful with memes, though, because if you create shitty ones, you will die of AIDS. I did not know this. The creator of iFunny died earlier a couple months ago of AIDS.
If you use iFunny, you're a fucking faggot. Just for the record.
And you will literally die of AIDS, like the founder.
Or monkeypox nowadays, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or the gabies. Yep.
Yeah, I love the next thing you had, by the way. That shit cracked me up so hard. So yeah, so Reddit, like the non-thinking Reddit, well, I guess they are thinking. It's like the fucking all the pedophiles on Reddit got triggered by the word groomer, right? And rather than just trying to ignore it and just being like, no, groomer describes like negative traits that we don't want to associate the LGBT community with. Instead of doing that, they're like, no, groomer is derogatory. It's a dog whistle.
And they said it's derogatory specifically because it's derogatory to the rainbows. And immediately, even the rainbows themselves, along with everyone else, noticed, wait a minute, isn't that an implicit admission that they're groomers?
Yeah, it's like this is like kind of like the Streisand effect with like terminology. You know what I mean? Like it's like not the right approach to getting rid of something. So what's the new term?
Yes. So the workaround for that is to refer to Redditors from here on out, forever and ever, until the end of time, as Predators. How did they not see that coming?
And like, I feel like they can't ban that. I don't know. Maybe they will. It'd be interesting to see how they treat the new term.
Well, it's the perpetual Reddit game of whack-a-mole. I mean, they've been doing this shit for 15 years now.
Also, did you see the variation for Twitter where it's like pred did Twitter or whatever? Like it's like embeds Twitter in it like perfectly.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. It's like the same thing when you'll hear throughout history there have been instances of you know, some sort of anti-usury law will be passed, and the kikes will immediately screech about it being anti-Semitic. Like, wait a second, all right, what are you admitting here?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like how like someone would be like, oh, it's all the big evil corporations that are causing the problem and the banks. And then people are like, why are you so against the Jews?
You know, like, yeah, posted from my iPhone. Oh, yeah. And I threw in here as a reminder that Reddit jannies are trannies. And one specific of them actually employed their father, I believe it was. As she was running for some sort of office, and she employed her father as as a campaign manager. And it turned out he was like a hardcore, like kid torturer rapist. And he had like a 12-year-old strung up in his attic. Yeah. Well,
it doesn't surprise me given the tranny having a father that it was a bad father figure.
Yeah, it's just, but I just sort of put this in here to keep in mind, dear listener, that this is not all just like funny, ridiculous social justice stuff. Like, these people are fucking sick in the head. And there's real world proof of that. Convictions, a lot of cases. So keep that in the back of your mind when, you know, you're laughing at, you know, the funny, goofy, wacky, tranny shit.
And this is why they what's the death rate? 40-something percent? I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Suicide rate.
Those are rookie numbers. We gotta pump them numbers up. So my God, let's get into some wins because that's about enough of that. I don't know if you saw this article here about this is related to Roe versus Wade again. Some dude who he worked for some sort of, I think it was like a music production company or something, was so devastated. Now, this is a man, mind you, so devastated by Roe versus Wade, he decided that he wasn't going to come to work that day and emailed his supervisors about it, saying that he's, you know, I didn't do them today, Lopez wrote in an email of the neglected work. I'm in mourning due to the attack on people with uteruses. In the U.S., federally guaranteed access to abortion is gone. And so he got fired.
I bet he got a vasectomy, too. He strikes me as the type.
Well, he's a fag. So he's a homosexual man who is just so broken up about women not being able to have abortions that he feels entitled to take the day off. What a fucking idiot. And he got fired on the Monday following, and he said, what does he say here? I was being let go for, quote, not doing your job, disrupting the day of 275 people, and poor judgment. And by the way, this dude's job was to literally, like, send a couple emails every day, from the sounds of it.
I know a lot of companies that actually would have encouraged his behavior, sadly.
Yeah, that's what makes it almost a little bit surprising, but it was funny to see his, you know, smug, like, oh, I'm protesting. Okay, great, you're fired. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's like, here's reality. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Yep. Do you want to pick up this next one on the good goy with a gun? Sure, you know about this one, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember some of the details, though. So, actually, you just go ahead. I have a couple comments later.
All right, so this was the sort of the crux of what makes this interesting is we've talked before about how private corporations can, you know, put up signs. Like the classic example is the sticker on the back of the dump truck that says, we're not liable if a rock falls out and, you know, breaks your windshield. It's easy to say that, but that's not a law. That's not enforceable. It's just them saying that. Well, in this mall, and I think it was in Indiana, there were no firearms allowed signs posted everywhere. It was one of these areas where you're not supposed to bring your gun. But the shooter brought his gun, of course, and this dude brought his also, and a great many people are alive because he did. And the shooting was pretty spectacular. He was, I believe it was about 40 feet away, which is a ways off for a handgun, and he nailed 8 out of his 10 shots.
I would have missed.
Probably would have too. I mean, when you train with a handgun, it's like 15 yards or something like that.
The nigger with an AR-15 had such an advantage if he was paying attention.
Oh my God, yeah. In terms of caliber and capacity and sighting, everything.
If he wasn't a nigger, I should say, because niggers can't shoot. But
see, I don't know much about who the shooter actually was. Was it a jig?
I don't know. Just making. Yeah,
I don't remember either. But yeah, props to this dude. And another funny part is he's a very sort of unassuming, typical looking guy in his 20s. Doesn't really look like a hardcore, like, gun nut kind of a guy. He looks
he's fat. I mean, most people that are good with guns are fat. So that's
I guess maybe that shouldn't come as a surprise. But yeah, he took this guy out, landed 15
seconds,
shots.
By the way. That was the reaction time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty impressive, yeah. And then
a lot
and then
better than fucking an hour and a half that the cops
and
Uvalde.
And the thing that I want to comment on, and you alluded to right at the beginning, was like, you know, the right was praising this guy as a hero, right? And then the left was like, well, he didn't follow the rules. There was a no gun zone, you know.
Oh,
and
my God.
And they're making this guy out to be like, I don't know.
So what would they prefer that he would have done? Let them get killed? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like whether he should have had the gun or not is irrelevant at that moment. Right? At that moment, it's like the question is whether you should use the gun you have, right? And if you put a gun in a leftist hand there, are they not going to use it? Like,
that's a good question. This stupid cunt who made this post, my God. Says he's not a good Samaritan, but someone breaking the law. Your alternative is to get fucking shot. Does that sound like a better idea to you? I don't know.
Yeah. They should interpret this as like, this is why we should let, like, you know, responsible people have guns, right? Because when responsible people have guns, they don't fucking shoot randomly. They shoot to protect others. But
it's the best argument
take at all
that you're ever going to get. To have any sort of a responsible thinking person should always carry everywhere. That's the takeaway here. How you get it that wrong is that's pretty spectacular. There was some pretty based comments in the Tilal thread about it that I was enjoying reading through. Chief among them, this is why women shouldn't be permitted to vote. A fucking man.
Yeah, what a shit reaction to it. I mean, I hope the guy doesn't actually get in trouble either. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't really read up on the fallout, but I haven't heard anything to that effect yet. Better hope not. Oh, and I got to read this one because this one's hilarious. Verily, therefore, the enablers shall be gibbeted nigh the gallows where the traitors have been hanged, so that the crows may dine upon their eyes.
I think that's a
fair punishment for anyone who's just on Twitter, honestly.
That's some pretty old school rhetoric right there.
We're going Old Testament here all day.
Something Love 240 might say if he was smoking a blunt, you know.
It does sound like something he would say if he had enough vocabulary to put that together, which hey, he's not here, so we can talk shit on him.
I was just thinking about the amount of shootings that, like, has there been more shootings this year? Or is it just that we're more aware of them? I was trying to figure that out.
I don't know. I mean, you would assume that in an election year where gun control has become a big thing that, yeah, you probably do hear about them more than you would otherwise.
Because I feel like they were approaching almost like once a week. I feel like it was getting pretty close to that frequency.
It does seem like a lot. My God. I saw this.
But it's still, yeah.
I should have brought this. There was this meme where it shows like, you know, a guy with this like enraged look on his face, and it's like, you know, the glow nigger who spent the last 2 years grooming this spastic to go shoot up a mall after the shooter gets taken out in 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
Nice try, fags.
Okay, well, let's move on.
Yeah.
What else we got here?
Well, why don't you tell us about what you got?
Oh, yeah, so I got the Rona, and I'm dead. This is the ghost version of myself.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't have all those special medications Biden got, you know, so... So I caught it from a coworker, and I was only, like, kind of really sick for about a day. For one day, I just, like, slept all day. And then after that, I had a sore throat for, like, 4 days, and then I was fine. And if COVID was not a thing... It would have been a nothing burger. I would have just been like, oh, I got sick. Okay.
Yeah, you probably would have thought nothing of it if COVID wasn't a thing.
Yeah, and the only reason I even know, by the way, is like my company did give me some self tests, and right before I went on vacation, I was just curious, so I tested myself, and it came up positive. And I tested 4 days later, and it came up positive. So I'm pretty sure, you know, if COVID, some people think COVID doesn't exist on vote, but if it does exist, I just caught it.
It does exist. Contrary to the rumors that bacteria and viruses are not real.
Yeah, I love that. That's so like idealistic. I love that interpretation. It's like it's just toxins, you know, in your body, in the 5G network, you know, without that you wouldn't get sick.
Yeah, and the fluoride in the water and all the rest
of it.
Thanks,
water,
Alex Jones.
Yeah. I mean, there is truth to like the fact that your environment does affect your immune system, right? But like,
yeah, I mean, there certainly are environmental toxins, and those are a real problem. But that doesn't mean that bacteria aren't real. Listen, you can look at the fucking things through a microscope, and if you grow them out on a culture plate, you can actually see them with your naked eye. The one I have an example of here is called Klebsiella. It has this capsule around it, so when it grows on a plate, it's these big pink globs that will like drip on the floor if you're not careful. They're very much real, and you can actually see them without a microscope. If you
not only that, but like and you probably know a lot more about this than I do. So like, yeah, the microbiome research has basically proven that bacteria is like absolutely essential for how organisms even operate. Right? It's like a big part of our bodies, or a large percentage, are just bacteria. Right? So you're basically denying your own human existence.
yeah. A significant amount of your body weight is just bacteria, and they're doing what they do. They're breaking down stuff that your own body can't break down, and you can kind of think of it as almost like cracking an egg, like releasing nutrients in the process.
Yeah, some people think Crohn's disease is because you just don't even have that bacteria that you need, as an example, right?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, basically, if you don't, like if you, a very common problem is if you've taken a course of antibiotics and you've wiped out your natural gut flora, you can get things like C. diff, which are very dangerous and kill a lot of people every year if you don't have the bacteria that you're supposed to have in your gut. Actually, that's a serious problem if that happens.
Yeah, so that's a pretty funny lowbrow take on T-Law. It cracks me up that there's like, who said this? This vicarious zombie?
It's a reference to a Tool song. So does that tell you what you need to know?
Yeah, he's a Tool.
Yeah, it's one of these, yeah. When I was in high school, the kids who listened to Tool were always like potheads. Yeah, they were just not serious people.
I actually like metal and hardcore and even alternative. And I never liked Tool. I always felt like his voice was just like not something I wanted to hear.
Yeah, his voice is not great. But if you're a drummer, Tool blows your mind every time you hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they supposedly, if you look at their music on paper, it's supposed to be pretty complicated. I have heard that.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I hate to break it to you there, bud, but they're real. Just so you know. But I love it how almost every episode now there's this new wave of like X isn't real making the rounds on T-Law and Telegram and whatnot.
Yep.
And what's it gonna probably be next? Most,
I was gonna say they're mostly poll rejects, right? Like the flat earthers came from there, and
a lot of them are. Yeah.
Yeah, what is next? So diseases don't exist. What else? Oh, that, maybe we're gonna get the Trump working shadow government angle again.
You mean Q? Oh, I fucking hope not. I know there is a one going around that birds are not real. You heard that one?
No.
They are mechanical like drone government spying things, and the reason they like to sit on power lines is because that's how they recharge.
Wow, you didn't see that on T-Law, did you?
No, I think I heard about that on some other podcast a long time ago, but it's sort of caught on since then as like a like a tongue-in-cheek thing, kind of making fun of Alex Jones types. Yeah, but that'll be next. You wait. Oh, and I did want to add one last thing about this the bacteria thing. Is that dude is actually right that damage. The damage that bacteria cause actually is caused by toxins, but it's toxins that the bacteria produce. Yeah, that works. He was 25% right.
It's not from the 5G network.
Not that I can admit or tell you about. Do, 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 do.
Okay.
And then, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's move on to some. So, yeah, so I'm not dead from COVID. COVID is bullshit. I mean, I probably got the fourth or fifth strain, but what a fucking nothing burger. Like, I can't believe we do lockdowns and masking and all that crap for what I consider just getting sick. That's what it was for me.
I believe you got the Ligma variant. Heard of that one?
Ligma what?
Damn it. I was hoping you'd fall for that. All right. Credit where credit's due.
Okay, so what do we got for T-Law drama? R.I.P. Mr. Trumpman 9000, I should call him.
Yeah, he finally got his wish and got banned. He's been trying for a while. And well, so I like to take credit because that line was my idea.
Yeah, so why did he... So he got banned because of that line there, I'm going to love with the entirety of D.C.
Come on, who believes that? That's not...
It's hyperbole.
It's not specific enough to do anything. I actually didn't think it was going to work.
Like, I feel like, that's like me saying, I'm going to blow up the moon.
Yeah. I'm going to use my laser eyeballs to, slice Kamala Harris in half or some shit like that.
That's pretty lame. I mean, So yeah, I was actually kind of sick while this was going on, so I didn't catch like all the drama behind it. Like, so he just went on a rampage, and that was like the final line that did it, I guess. So that's all that happened.
Well, him and I were talking on Telegram, and we were trying to like kind of pinpoint like where the line was, like how far you could go before you get banned. And that was the one that did it.
Oh, that's very SBBH of you, you know, testing the system's borders, you know.
I was drunk and I was bored. Does that explain it adequately?
Yeah, that's good enough for me. Yeah. So, but who banned him? Was it System or was it?
I don't know.
Loud Niglet. You know, which one was it?
No, I gave him access to Niglet, and so that he could write a flame post complaining about it. And it confused System really bad. He actually thinks I'm some guy named Cheeseburger now. I don't know if that's related, but he mentioned it in that post, so I don't know.
That's pretty funny. Cheeseburger is a pretty old name, actually. That's not even new.
Well, here's the thing about it that kind of gave me pause, is he said that I showed up as related to that account by IP address. But I use hundreds of different IP addresses because I use VPNs. Like, it almost kind of sounds like System isn't aware of how VPNs work. I don't know.
So you're saying Cheeseburger uses the same VPN as you?
Or at some point he did, yeah. One of the same addresses. But there are hundreds of them, and I use all of them to dab on the poll chat. So, bro, just because someone is using an IP, that doesn't mean that's where they actually physically are. Just so you know.
So why would System even talking about you, though?
Because he knows I'm involved with Loud Niglet, and he thought it was me stirring up shit, which in a roundabout way it was, but it wasn't directly. He knows me too well.
Yeah, Niglet's not banned, though. I love that account. Still not banned, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. I got some, bring
on the puns.
I got some dad jokes left.
They've been lacking. We definitely need those. Especially after plowing through a stack like this. My God, son. I think that was all of it. Or just about
another,
all of it.
Well, yeah, so you have this, I'm just curious, another Spaces fake fucking thing going on again?
What are we referring to?
It was in near the end of the T-Law stack. Oh, you posted this. The new James Webb you're basically just saying
Here's in proof. That post, like, it brought out a lot of the Spaces fake retards in grand fashion.
Yep, they're like, oh, it's Photoshopped.
It's Photoshopped. It's actually a ground telescope. It's a painting. It's a rug design. Those are all comments in that article. Actually, my bad. There is more in the stack. It wasn't loading for a split second there. But yeah, it rides the Poe's Law lightning, because I'm never really sure. Are they serious? Are they being retarded on purpose? Which happens a lot. You never know.
They're just fixating on something so they don't have to think about how Jews control the universe. That's what I think.
Well, but they do so at the bidding of the reptilians who control them. So you got to think further up the chain.
You're right. I'm not thinking big picture.
Yeah, you got to go big.
All right. And then, I definitely want to talk about this before we call it. So in what way is this podcast bougie? I mean, give me a fucking break.
Well,
what am I missing here?
Here we go. So here's the quote from the esteemed lolcow himself. People like Dangus and his friends are those lucky individuals who's been relatively unaffected by Marxist fuckery in their upper class ivory towers.
That's just, I hope he wrote that just for humor points.
Oh, no, he's serious, dude.
Because that is such... That is like just as bad as something a leftist would write on Twitter. You know what I mean? It's like just, it has that same vacuous content going on.
I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but I did want to mention, so he, you know, he goes on and on in this post about how, you know, you kids, you just got here, you know, even though I've been around longer than he has, and you don't know shit. You need to take some pointers from old timers like me. And then a little while later, he posts some story about some kind of like eco-terrorism that was going on in Washington State or something. It doesn't matter. But I did want to point it out because this is a classic leftist tactic. So what you do is when you're trying to dick measure and, you know, act like you know more than the other guy, is you go look up some tangentially related like trivia and then post that and be like, see, you didn't know about this, did you, boy? And then declare yourself the winner. Like, I
think your accent is actually perfect for describing his, like, his IQ right now. It's like he's portraying himself as, like, you know, like a real American, you know, I think he said he's a mechanic, but, you know, he just needs to be like a farmer or a trucker or something. Right.
I live out in Montana.
Yeah. Yeah.
As if that means you know more.
Yeah. And then he's contrasting it with you, who he happens to know you work somehow in like the biotech in some capacity. Right. And so that makes you a rich, you know, Marxist that live in an ivory tower.
Yes. And I was in frats in college. Let me tell you about how bougie I am. I didn't have time to be in frats in college because I worked full fucking time the whole time. And it took years to finish it. So there's my glamorous bougie background for you.
Yeah, now all he's got to show for it is he works with a bunch of fucking harpy women all day. So,
yeah. Yes, it's a very tragic tale. Very tragic. Every once in a while I get to nail one of them, so whatever.
I just want to say fuck you for calling me Dangus' friend. I'm not his friend. I'm just his colleague. Okay.
Yeah, this is a working relationship. Yes.
Yep. And the other thing that was hilarious is like, I just want to correct the record here. So Dangus is not a New Yorker, and I am the one that actually was a New Yorker. I lived there for over 10 years. So you got your shit backwards, bro. Like, you know, you don't even know who the fucking
backwards
bougie one is.
Ass nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to see it.
I used to get $6 coffees every day, you know, and you're fucking blaming Dangus for being the ivory tower guy.
I can hear the outrage in your voice. It's pretty funny. Well, now that we set the record straight, god damn it.
Yeah, but hey, Durangigo, come on the chat, man. You know, we can bring things down to your level, right? So that the average Joe understands what we're talking about. You know, you can be.
Don't you remember what happened when he did come on that one time in the episode that didn't record?
Yeah, I'm sad that I did not record. Actually, I do have a recording. I have the video of that actually.
Oh, really? Maybe it's salvageable.
Use it as dirt. Yeah.
But to the listener who's wondering, he basically came on and like raged out and flamed out within, I think, a couple of minutes. It was
bad. 2 to 3 minutes. Yeah. And he acted surprised. He's like, what? Why is this being recorded? Who? What?
Didn't know that a podcast gets recorded. Like, holy shit, bro. Who would have known?
Yep. So we're going to stay in our ivory towers and sip our fucking lattes.
We will be looking haughtily down upon you. For the foreseeable future. Oh, yeah. That's enough of that guy, though. I got sick of talking about it.
Oh, yeah. But I did want to say thanks for the publicity. Like, you know, like you definitely helped us get some upvotes there. So that was good. Yeah.
Yep. We'll be cashing those in for cold, hard greenbacks anytime, though.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're even richer because of you.
Yes, we can afford, you know, like more like, you know, a bigger gilded roof on our tower. It's going to be great. More scepters to smack, you know, mouthy subjects with.
Okay. Well, that's all I got on him. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah. One last thing. I know there's been Bloom in the Pedo has been raging out pretty bad about people not following most site rules. And it.
He's like AOU incarnate for us.
He really is. Well, it turns out there's leaked audio of Blumen when he's having one of his bitch fits, and I thought it'd be interesting to listen to here. He gets like this sometimes. Well, there you go.
I think Blumen's a little more slimy than them, but otherwise it's accurate.
Yeah, well, it's the same, like, you know, that wave-like, like, sliding, rolling motion over to the keyboard combined with the vocalizations. It's very Blumen.
Yeah, I can't count how many times that faggot, like, complains about someone spamming, like, you know, putting something in pics that isn't a pic, and then he posts, like, 20 posts that are complete nonsense.
Every day is opposite day for Blumen. Yep.
Yeah. We still upvote him.
Yeah, well, Elal is retard central, as we've been noticing, but it's all right. It's why we love him.
Except actually, yeah. By the way, before we call it, I don't remember like the history of Joe McCarthy I mean, like,
I don't
what the
either.
Fuck is up with that?
People douche? Really like, hate him, and I don't. I guess it's because he posts porn, but I don't know. It seems like there must be more to it than that. I don't know though.
We should talk about it next time. I want to look up it because I remember him being. I remember something happened with him in the past. It's not just the porn.
Hmm.
So I don't know. He has a Blumen kind of angle too. I feel like that's what he reminds me of. Except he's just not as successful.
Oh, maybe it's contagious. Hope not.
Ew.
Well, speaking of being contagious, like, comment, share, and subscribe, boys. That's all I got. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, that guy that didn't join. Fuck you for not joining.
Oh, yeah. Gaper Glory. You fucking faggot. I should have known better. Let me check my inbox. Maybe he has an excuse. Let's find out.
And go for it. You're welcome to join next time.
Yeah, the 2 seconds of your appearance was just was fantastic. I mean, you gotta bring that back.
I was basking in your glory for that brief moment.
let's see. Y'all, do I have any messages? Nope. I don't. Well, we'll know better next time.
Okay, I'm going to stop recording then.
When you start to take notice of the names of the Christines and man, somehow they're all the same. You think they seem different, but you can't quite place it. You start to see idiosyncrasies in their faces and nose, the earlobes and their eyes. They aren't right. Aside from skin color, they don't even seem white. Your anger ignites as they spike, and inside you, you start to sense that somehow they're not like you. You wonder why are there so many working in movies? Why do the women have such large boobies? Why do all these old folks say that they're a nuisance? And why do they inhabit all our major institutions? The Fed, the schools, the news and entertainment media, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, and Wikipedia. Too much evidence for you to fight. Blame the red pill. You never should have tried it. How many coincidences will it take you before you see the pattern in the things they do? I mean, isn't it strange that every cultural change is being pushed by a Hebrew who hates you? So tell me, how many Jews must you see on the news before you start to realize what I'm saying is true? How much white hate disseminated to break you will it take to wake you to the JQ? Come on, white man. You know you've noticed what I'm talking about. All you have to do is pay attention. The patterns will reveal themselves. My YouTube analytics are looking quite Semitic. In other words, I'm getting no views. Fucking Jews, you ban me. I clan you. Nothing that you can do. I'm dealing out the cards that karma forgot to hand you. My oven's all finished. Kurt Eichenwald is in it. Just like his fellow kikes of all midget should have quit it. Speaking of fellow kikes, what's with this fellow white shit? Every anti-white movement has a Jew behind it. Check the blue check mark. There'll be a kike beside it. They changed their last names in vain to try to hide it. How unbearable have you got to be to turn a bunch of peaboos into Nazis? In their boardrooms they plot, in our ovens they burn. I've never had so many of my biases confirmed. The pendulum swings, and now it's our turn. They're all extremely concerned. How many coincidences will it take you before you see the pattern in the things they do? I mean, isn't it strange that every cultural change is being pushed by a Hebrew who hates you? So tell me, how many Jews must you see on the news before you start to realize what I'm saying is true? How much white hate disseminated to break you will it take to wake you to the JQ? I'm starting to doubt that Jews are actually fruitful. It takes a lot of shekels to buy out all of Google. It's time for retribution, so I'm hunting down Shlomo and squashing his Jew balls in my hand. No homo. Night falls, and the moon rises. Sure as the rabbi kikes and sticks that he circumcises. They say that moon man is more dangerous than ISIS. But Jews destroy our culture, taking monuments and prizes. If you kikes touch my statue, I'll gag you. One giant step for my rep, moon man coming at you. Which kike to kill first? Which kike to kill first? Sorry, I got distracted by some Khazar milkers. How many coincidences will it take you before you see the pattern in the things they do? I mean, isn't it strange? It's every cultural change. Will you please wake up to the fucking JQ? Listen, how many Jews must you see on the news before you start to realize that I'm saying it's true? How much white hate disseminated to break you will it take to wake you to the JQ? Fuck Jews, fuck the Hebrews. Fuck Jews, fuck the Hebrews. Hebrews and Jews, and Hebrews and Jews, they all control the news. KKK, fuck Shlomo. Fuck Hebrews and Jews, fuck Shlomo. Fuck the Shlomos, Hebrews and Jews, and Hebrews and Jews. This channel won't last a week.